我们基督徒在世界的生活大概可以分成三个层面。
And as a Christian, our life in this world probably can be divided into three aspects.
就是教会生活，家庭生活，还有这个工作上的一个生活。
And one is our spiritual life, our life in church. One is our family life, and also, thirdly, our career.
我们了解到我们在工作上所花的时间占我们的比例是最高的。
And probably the proportion of time we spend at work is the greatest part of our day.
这个圣经啊，对我们永生的道理说得非常的清楚。
And the Bible tells us very clearly the principle of eternal life.
那么圣经对我们生活上有非常好的指导。
And it gives us much guidance for how we should live.
所以今天下午想用来谈一谈基督徒的工作态度。
So this afternoon I'd like to share with everyone a Christian's working attitude.
我想先来谈一谈为什么人要工作呢？
And we'd like to talk about why we need to work.
有时候真的我们因为我们家养一条狗嘛，那有时候女儿都会羡慕那一条狗，说为什么这个狗都不用工作，不用读书。
And we have a dog at home, and sometimes my daughter will say at this dog that it's so lucky he doesn't have to work or study.
那为什么人要活得这么辛苦啊？
So why do we as people have to have such a hard life?
当然我们都知道工作，首先当然是为了要糊口，为了要让这个桌上有面包可以吃。
And of course, we know we have to work in order to have a livelihood so that we have food on the table.
我们看创世纪的三章十七节到十九节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19.
这是人类犯罪之后，我们现在一种生活的一个实际状况。
And this is something that is a reality after the fall of man.
我们来看创世纪第三章的十七节到十九节。
Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19.
我们请 Anna 许、Tina 许来帮我们念，好不好？
We'll invite Sister Tina Xu to read it for us.
亚当犯罪之后，人呢、因为罪的缘，地因为罪的缘故啊，也受了咒诅。
And when Adam sinned, because of his sin, the earth was also cursed.
所以人，地就会给人长出很多荆棘的荆棘跟蒺藜来。
And so God said that the thorns and thistles would also grow from the ground.
所以人要汗流满面才得糊口。
And in the sweat of your face shall you eat bread.
所以你看，现在大家工作都很辛苦啊。
So you can see when everyone works, it is very hard work.
农夫呢没有撒荆棘跟蒺藜的种子啦。
Farmer never plants seeds of weeds or thorns.
但是呢，他荆棘的这个总是除不完，就是你不要它，你把它除了，下一次来还是长就是了。
And however, the work of clearing the field of weeds is never done.
那我们在湾区工作，我们会觉得人生也是这样子。你的工作哦，你如果做 computer 哦。Computer bugs 绝对是抓不完的，这个 project bug 抓完还有下个 project 的 bug， 永远有 bug 要抓。
And if you work in this area, especially in this high-tech region doing computers, there's always a higher bar for you to reach.
然后再来，你生活上有很多的挑战啊，你这个挑战才解决完毕了，下个挑战就会过来啊。
And in this life, we have challenge after challenge. Once you complete one, the next one comes.
这个荆棘代表我们工作上的困难，总是除了又要还要再除。
So the thorns and thistles represent the challenges or difficulties we encounter. Once we clear away one, another one will pop up.
那这边又提到说要汗流满面才有办法吃得到饭。
And here in 19, we see that in the sweat of your face shall you eat bread.
吃到归土之前都要这样子啊。
Until you return to the ground.
当然农夫啊，在阳光下工作啊，真的是流汗，流很多啊。
Of course, a farmer working out in the field, definitely has a lot of sweat.
那我们在美国很多都是白领阶级的，我们精神实在是用的很多啊。
And in this country, many of us have white-collar jobs, but we still expend a lot of energy.
那这个精神上的压力有时候比肉体上的压力还来得辛苦。
And sometimes the pressure, psychological pressure of our work is even more so than the physical pressure.
你看那个做蓝领工作的，他白天很工作很辛苦啊，晚上反而比较容易睡得着觉。
Some people who have more manual labor jobs might work very hard in the daytime but sleep well at night.
那白领工作的，你坐办公室好像是比较舒服，但是事实上晚上常常睡不着觉。
But if you have a white-collar job, you spend your whole day in the office, and yet at night, it's hard to fall asleep.
所以人工作辛苦啊，这是命定，因为我们的祖先犯了罪啊。
But this is the life of toil that is destined for us because of the sin of our ancestors.
那另外一种工作，事实上是看管神园子的工作。
Another type of work is the work of tilling the garden of God.
我们看创世纪二章的十五节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 25.
我们再次请 Annie, Annie Xu, 二章十五节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, Sister Annie Xu.
所以神让亚当呢，在犯罪之前，看理管守神的伊甸园。
So God told Adam to, he put him in the Garden of Eden and told him to tend it and keep it.
这个看管伊甸园的目的不是为了要糊口，不是为了要一口饭吃啊。
And his commission to him to tend the garden was not so that he would have food to eat.
因为当时的伊甸园呢，有各样的果树啊，各样的果实都可以吃啊。
Because at that time in the garden there were many different fruits to eat.
看起来在伊甸园内哈还没有吃谷物啊，所以看起来哈人类所需要的所有营养分呢，在水果都应该找得到。
It doesn't look like they had any requirement for meat then, so...
Not meat yet, grain.
Oh, grain.
在伊甸园内好像也没有吃 grain.
Oh, okay. So they did not have grain according to the Bible, so all the nutrients were from fruits.
所以应该食物果树都可以提供人所需要的养分。
So the fruits provided sufficient nutrients for all the...
尤其在当时的那个时代了。
Especially at that time.
其实我们这个有一次我跟一个传道人哈，在夏威夷他在那边工作，那有个空档，我就带他去森林里面散步。
One time I was with another preacher in Hawaii during spiritual work, and during a break time we went into the forest. For a walk.
这个长老啊，就看到很多野生的水果，哇，他好高兴。
And this elder saw many wild fruits, and he was very happy.
真的，夏威夷你可以看到野生的瓜瓦啦。野生的芭乐啦，野生的很多野生的东西就对了。
There you can see many wild guava and other fruits growing on the trees.
我说瓜瓜，要说芭乐是不是？哦、oh, ，redundant 啊，野生的 avocado 了 ，avocado。
avocados。
avocado 中文怎么讲？好，所以长老就说，你看哦，那个咒诅过的地哦。还都这么样的丰富，你看没有咒诅之前呢，这个地有多丰富，很难想象。
So even in this time of the ground being cursed, there's still so much abundant of fruit. So we can hardly imagine what it would be like at the time of the Garden of Eden.
那所以今天我们的工作不是限于在我们在职场上面哦，在公司里面的工作而已啊。
So our work does not only refer to the time we spend in the office.
今天我们的工作也包括在神的园子。那个神的原子可能指着我们今天的教会。
The work that God gives us is also referring to tending His garden, which may refer to the church.
也可能指着我们自己的孩子，我们的家园都是信耶稣的，这个家园也是我们工作的一个场所。
And also tending our families and our children, making sure that everyone grows in God.
那如果我们真的把我们的精力哈、放在神的工作上面，就是好好管理神的家园呐、啊。经上讲，先求神的国、神的义，你其他的要赐给你哦。
So if we put off all of our priorities on tending the garden of God, God promises us if we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, then all these things will be given.
现在的问题是我们受洗之后的人呢，我们的生命应该在伊甸园生活，但是呢，我们的脚步常常踏到伊甸园外面去了。
But the problem is, after we're baptized, even though we should be living inside the Garden of Eden, we often step outside of the boundaries.
因为耶稣应许我们应该没有忧虑的啊，神会照顾你的生活啊，就是只要你先追求神的国、神的义啊。
Because God has already given us His promise, as long as we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
但是这样的一个道理哦，我们人很难用信心去把它领受。
And yet it is very difficult for us to receive this in faith.
所以我们常常呢，我们的生活的终极目标呢，有时候是这个世界，而不一定神的国跟神的义啊。
So many times our goal turns aside to the world rather than seeking God's kingdom and righteousness.
我这样的意思不是说你不要工作，我想不是这个意思，你还是要工作。
My meaning is not to say that we should not have a career.
但是当你的工作的终极目标都是为了荣耀神跟为了荣耀神跟为人有利益，你把神当成你工作的一个最基本的动机的时候呢，你会知道你的忧虑会减少很多。
But if you take God as your prime motivation in doing work and in helping people, then you will find that your work has greater meaning.
换句话说，钱不再是我的目标，利不再是我的目标，是爱才是我的目标。
In other words, money is not my primary goal, power is not my primary goal, but rather love.
那你发觉到说呢，你这个想法，你这个工作的动机，还有最后你对工作的忧虑啊，你突然之间你会觉得，反正我爱神，神一定会爱我，你会有所体验的。
And if you finally realize that if all that I do is in love and that God loves me, you will have a greater purpose in your work.
因为当你的生命回到伊甸园来的时候呢，你会学到很多果子呢会为你预备，虽然不是山珍海味，但是最基本的东西呢一定会为你预备好的。
So if you return back to life in the Garden of Eden, all the fruits will be there for you to feed you.
这样的道理有信心的人可以接受。
And so this kind of promise and teaching, those of faith is can accept.
那再来我们要工作，除了看管神的园子之外呢，就是要治理这个地啊。
And apart from tending the garden, we have to subdue the ground.
我们来看创世纪的一章二十八节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
来 ，Olivia， 请你念。Olivia， 苏，不是苏，对不起。红 ，Olivia 红，苏慧珍的女儿。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 28.
一章二十八节。这个人要工作，另外一个神要人工作，就是要治理这个大地。
Another purpose of God giving work to humans is to subdue the earth.
这个所有的宗教当中呢，基督教是非常积极的，叫人来管理大地的一个宗教。
And of all the religions of the world, the Christian religion is one that commands people to subdue the earth.
那个佛说什么都是空的嘛，吼，四大皆空，所以地也是空啊。所以为什么要去研究地呢？没有必要嘛，吼。
In Buddhism, there are everything is empty, so there's no purpose in subduing emptiness.
那回教是宿命，什么都让它自然就好了，所以你也不会积极去管理这个地。
So in Islam, they believe in fate or destiny, so there's also no purpose to actively subdue the earth.
但是神让我们人啊来做大地的主人，要帮神来掌管这个大地。
But God gave humans the power to subdue the world and to be guardians over it.
包括管理空中的鱼啦。
Including the fish and the birds.
所以你看有一次哈、我小弟在东部的时候啊，去这个缅因州。那里参加一个这个lobster trip， 就是人家抓龙虾的一个旅游啊。
So when I was still living on the East Coast, I went to a trip to Maine on a lobster trip.
你就看到他们抓到龙虾之后，要先用一个东西把它量一量，如果超过多少寸呢？不到那个没有长大，就把它丢回去海里面了。
So when they were catching lobsters, you had to measure it to make sure it was not too small. Otherwise, you'd have to throw it back.
抓到母的也要把它丢回去。
And also the female lobsters, you had to throw back.
那这样以后我们世世代代就永远有 lobster 可以吃啊。
So in this way, there will be constant lobsters for us to eat.
所以人有在管理海里的鱼，那人也管理空中的飞鸟。
And so we have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air.
其实我读到一篇文章，他提到说，如果那个野生动物如果有两个蛋哈。你偷走一个蛋，不是偷走了，就是拿走一个蛋哈。你会知道其他的野生动物比较不会攻击只有一个蛋的妈妈这样子。
I once read a very interesting essay that said that if a bird has two eggs and you take away one egg, the rest of the animals will not attack this bird with one egg.
这个人就是这样研究出来可以保护空中的飞鸟，让他们繁殖更多。
And so we also have dominion over the birds so that they can grow and survive.
好，我们也要管理地上的各种活物、动物。
We also have to be guardians over every living thing that moves on the earth.
所以现在每个国家都很重视这个野生动物的保护。
So in many countries there are wildlife preservation movements.
那个人如果管理大地也没有做好，你发觉到人自己会吃亏。
And if we do not do the work that is commissioned to us to take care of the earth, we will suffer as well.
所以你看现在我们有这个 global warming, 就是温室效应。他们说这个 Katrina 为什么这么厉害？因为我们这个地球的温度越来越高了，所以那个湿度啊，那个台风来的湿度也越来越厚，所以它所造成的伤害就越来越大。
So we know now that there is this phenomenon called global warming, and that is one of the reasons why the Hurricane Katrina was so severe, because of the warming of the atmosphere.
那我们也知道说，他们也提到说，如果这个地球一直热啊，如果把南北极的冰融化掉，那里的冰通融化掉了，那个水可以把地球再淹没过一次。
And if the Earth's temperature continues to rise, then the ice of the polar ice caps will melt and could flood the entire Earth.
那所以这个我们说臭氧层或是 global warming, 这实在是很多都是人为造成的。
And the destruction of the ozone layer and global warming is secondary to environmental pollution.
加州有很多野火跟这个也都有关系啊。
And a lot of the wildfires that occur in California are also due to this.
所以有一篇文章小弟读到，其实很有趣。他说啊，如果我们不好好这个管理这个大地呢，不但这个天气会越来越热，连你这个 401K 都会被融化掉。
And I also saw a very interesting essay that said, not only will we have global warming, but we'll see the meltdown of our 401Ks.
啊，这是真的哈。
This is true.
啊，这是神告诉我们工作的三个筹患啊。
So these are the three areas in which we are commissioned to work.
那如果第三个筹患这样仔细这样来想哦，如果你在你们家做那个 garbage recycling 哦，垃圾回收，这也是做圣工的哦。
So if you think about it, then if you take care to recycle your garbage properly, this is also doing holy work.
这个就是神要人管理大地的一个工作嘛。
Because it's part of our responsibility to take care of the earth.
那我们再来重新来看一看哦，我们工作的时候应该有什么样的态度？
So now let's look more closely at what kind of attitude we should have towards work.
我们来看提到说要殷勤啊，但是也要休息哦。
So the Bible teaches us to be diligent, but also to take rest.
我们看箴言的第十章第四节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4.
箴言第十章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4.
箴言十章四节 ，Caroline， 十章四节。哦，这边提到说，那个懒惰的人要贫穷啊，守勤的要富足哈。
And here we see that those who have a slack hand become poor, and the hand of the diligent become rich.
来，安安，请你念诗篇104篇23节24节。
And let's also read Psalm 104 verse 23-24.
诗篇104篇23节24节。
Psalm 104 verses 23 and 24.
安安。啊，人出去工作，劳苦直到晚上。他然后诗人就说：“神啊，看你所造的大地，充满了你的丰富啊。”
So here we see man goes out to his work, but then the psalmist writes, "How manifold are your works, O Lord?"
啊，真的呢，我们中国有一句诗，以前小七在那边可能讲过，真的大地藏无尽啊，大地藏着无尽的宝藏。
And so there's also a poem in Chinese that says, the earth is full of treasures.
那个勤劳之有声，只要努力呢，你就生命就会得到滋养。
And if you work hard, then your life will be full of satisfaction.
他说练斋四益后，努力四春耕。你一直念这样的一个事情，就哇，真的是很有意思啊。所以要努力的，春天到了，我们要来耕种。
So when you work hard and the time of spring and harvest has come, then you will have your reward.
人工作勤劳，耶稣基督呢做了最好的示范。
And of someone who is diligent in his work, Jesus is the best example.
请问，耶稣说白天有多少个小时？
How many hours did Jesus say there are in a day?
来，姜亮，白天有几个小时？因为下午哈，所以我就来一点 interactive 了哈。
Because it's the afternoon, we'll make this more interactive.
耶稣说，白天岂不是有几个小时吗？来，后面的姐妹都是在IA工作的，职业工作，来，请帮忙回答。 猜猜看，八个小时，十个小时，十二个小时，谢谢啊。12，耶稣说白天岂不是有十二个小时吗？
Jesus asked us, are there not 12 hours in a day?
这个哦，白天十二个小时应该是，因为我们都知道那个迦南地跟这里的气候是差不多的，所以白天十二个小时应该是那边的夏天呢。我们这边的夏天也大概十二个小时啊。
So, we know that the climate in Canaan is about the same as it is here, so, in the summertime, there should be 12 hours of the day.
所以耶稣说白天岂不有12个小时吗？真的意思就是说你要趁着有光的时候工作，趁着白天要工作。
So, his meaning was that while it is still light, we should do work.
啊，所以你看我们看主耶稣基督哦，他真的，他有时候常常工作到没有饭吃啊，没有吃饭。
And sometimes you see Jesus would work all day long, so much so that he didn't take time to take a meal.
那 you know, 跟人家传福音的时候，遇到一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝，水还没有喝啊，先传福音呢、啊。
And when he met the Samaritan woman at the well, before he even took a sip of water, he started preaching to her.
啊，所以耶稣工作的精神值得我们效法。
So his work ethic is something that we should also emulate.
所以圣经上讲说，懒惰的人呐、啊，你要去查看蚂蚁的动作。
So Proverbs says, O lazy person, go study the ants.
啊，你看他们懂得在夏天积蓄粮食。
How they gather the food in the summertime.
我们住加州的人好像特别讨厌蚂蚁啊。
Especially in California, there are a lot of ants.
这个哦，我们家不晓得蚂蚁不晓得在外面很多，连家里厨房它都跑进去，连厕所它也跑进去，奇怪。
Somehow they're able to get in from outside into our kitchens and bathrooms and everywhere.
啊，所以你就看到他们真的很殷勤的在做他们的工作。
But you never see an ant sitting still.
所以我以前很喜欢一句话，我在这边也可能也提过，他说啊，魔鬼会试探人呐，但是懒惰的人会试探魔鬼啊。
So there's a phrase that I like very much that says that Satan will tempt people, but lazy people will tempt Satan.
这是真的。
And that's true.
因为你懒惰哦，这个撒旦看你漏洞太多了，所以不要给魔鬼留地步。一懒惰哦，魔鬼就给魔鬼留地步，他就来工作了。
So if you're lazy, then Satan will see that he has a way to take foothold.
那我们中国人其实，我们东方人大概都很殷勤啊，这个不用再多说哈。
And we've all been instructed on how to be diligent and hardworking.
但是一个重要的精神就是啊，在殷勤之外，人也要懂得休息啦。
But apart from working hard when we should, we also need to learn to rest.
我们看马可福音六章的三十一节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 6 verse 31.
六章三十一节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 31.
六章三十一节，爱真姐妹，请你念。六章三十一节。六章三十一节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 31.
啊，真的，耶稣要门徒啊说，哎，来歇一歇了，真的有时候要休息一下。
So here Jesus calls his disciples to rest a while.
我们人很聪明啊，常常把神创造的那个秩序颠倒了哦。
Sometimes we're too smart for ourselves. We put God's order in reverse.
那个神起初创造天地啊，有白天有晚上，让你白天工作，晚上休息啊。
God created a day and night, so we work in the day and rest at night.
但是人很聪明，现在发明三班制，因为机器可以不用休息啊。其实机器也要休息了哦。
But now, because of technology, we have 24 hours a day where we can work.
那所以有的人啊，他轮班啊，有时候他上早班，有时候上晚班，有时候上夜班。你这样一直轮下去，你就发觉到这个人哦，身体早晚会出毛病啊。
And now we have people who work shifts, early shift, evening shift, and night shift. But people who have to rotate shifts all the time will get sick.
啊，所以我们要懂得怎么样把握时间，好好休息。
So we have to take advantage of the time and know when to rest.
尤其神说你六天要殷勤，第七天你一定要休息。
And God tells us to work hard for six days, but on the seventh day to rest.
那为什么第七天神要人让人休息呢？
And why does God want us to rest?
当然就是让我们知道说，神创造啦，神有救恩啦，这些我们都知道。
Of course, part of the purpose of rest on Sabbath is to know the creation of God and His salvation.
这是更重要让我们知道，其实人让我们学习到哦，人活着不是单靠食物。靠神口里所说的一句话，就是人活着不是只有物质生活而已，人还有一种精神的灵性层次的生活。
But more importantly, it's to let us know that man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. That we don't live just physically, but we have a spiritual aspect to our life.
真的，如果你休息不是在家里睡觉呢？这个休息是你要来聚会，让你的精神上有神的话语来保住你的心灵啊。
And we rest not just to sleep, but we have to have spiritual nourishment.
这个人如果在精神上没有刚强、哦 你看现在人很多忧郁症啊，就是因为精神上没有一个刚强的属灵的生命力，那个 inner man 那个里面那个人太软弱了，就是没有神的话语的一个关系啊。
The reason why many people are lost or have depression or problems is because they do not have a strong inner man or spiritual self, and are lacking the word of God.
所以今天我们要重要就是让我们在礼拜六这一天呢，啊，真的按照神的旨意来过生活，你会知道你的生命会更丰盛的。
And so if we live according to God's plan and worship on the Sabbath day as He planned for us, we will have a more meaningful and abundant life.
我小弟自己在美国教养孩子啊，啊，我觉得我们在美国的孩子说是天堂啊，可是我发觉到说，其实我美国孩子也是很辛苦啊。
And I've raised my children here in America, and even though we say that America is the heaven for kids, it's still very, very difficult for them.
因为我们常常让他们利用假日去学很多很多的东西。
Because we often use the time that they have for break.
啊，但是呢，我在想，我们还是尽量让他礼拜六休息哦，让他在这一天能够有神的话语充实他们内在的生命。
But to me, it's more important to have them rest on the Sabbath day and to fill themselves with God's word.
所以让他们在神面前得恩惠，蒙怜悯啊。
And so that before God, they can receive His grace and His blessing.
我有一次去多伦多，不，去呀多伦多教会。我第一次到多伦多教会。
The first time I went to Toronto Church.
我遇到一位我们教会已经退休的一个传道的儿子，他儿子都已经六七十岁了哦。那个这个长老现在那个传道现在长他已经九十几岁了。
And I met the son of one of our elders, and the son was already in his 60s or 70s.
他跟我讲一些很有趣的事情啊，一大堆很有趣的事情。
He told me a lot of things that were very interesting.
他说他大概以前哦，这个家庭哦，跟他家人呐、啊，可能塞吉嘛，然后台湾人帮人家洗那个重金属啦，所以他妈妈呢，大概这个吸了很多重金属在里面呢，所以他生下来脑袋瓜多很多都是重金属啊，所以都特别笨这样子啊。重金属就是重金属哈 ，heavy metal 是不是？
哦、OK，
古代的人啊，帮人家洗金子啦、洗铜啦，洗到吸进去很多重金属在这个在身体里面了、
啊。Oh, OK， so he was saying that his mother when she was young had to wash a lot of metal objects as part of her work, and so she probably took in a lot of heavy metals. And he said that's why he's not so smart.
所以他特别不喜欢念书啊。
So he really didn't like to study.
但是他跟我讲，一生的过程当中呢，神给他好多的恩惠，这样子。
But he said throughout his whole life, God gave him a lot of blessings.
他无论什么东西，他说他都是用台湾话讲，都是吊灰卡背啊，都是哦，好像很难，但是就是火车的尾巴呢，就这样搭上去了，这样子。
And he said that throughout his life, even though he was like the caboose or the last car of the train, he was able to barely make it.
所以你会觉得说，虽然他没有他自己觉得自己没有很多的天分，但他生命有很多神的恩惠在他身上。
And so I could see in him that even though he did not feel he had much gift or talent, but yet he had a lot of God's grace upon him.
那我想我们的孩子啊，我们也让他们懂得爱神，让他们神认识他们，让他们生命有更多的恩惠啊。
And so I feel that for our children, as long as we bring them towards God, let God know them, and He will give them His blessing.
所以不休息对我们身体会不好的。
So to not rest will be harmful for us.
你看那个吉他一定要调到刚刚好，你不要太紧，太紧会崩掉的。
For example, if you tune a guitar string, if you make it too tight, it will break.
不休息对家庭一定是不好的。
And lacking rest is also poor for a family.
因为你没有时间给你的家人。
Because you won't have time for your family.
不休息对灵魂一定是不好的。
And not taking enough rest is not good for your soul.
人赚的全世界，失去自己的生命有什么益处呢？人可以拿什么来换生命呢？
If you earn the whole soul, a whole world, but lose your soul, then what will it mean to you?
所以我们呢、啊，尽量来啊，就是工作上面我们要殷勤，也要懂得休息。
So in our work, we have to know how to balance hard work with rest.
我们再谈一谈要交托，不要过分忧虑啊。
And also, we have to learn to rely on God and not to worry too much.
我们看诗篇的五十五篇二十二节。
Let's look at Psalm 55, verse 22.
诗篇五十五篇二十二节。
Psalm 55 verse 22。
来 ，Jeff， 请你念。五十五篇二十二节。
Psalm 55 verse 22。
小弟很喜欢这一节哈。五十五篇二十二节。
Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
这个是很安慰人的话。
This is a very comforting verse.
把你的重担卸给神。
Cast your burden on the Lord.
他会养你的啦。
And he will sustain you.
你已经受洗了，你是义人啊。
You're already baptized and therefore righteous.
那你神不会让你动摇的。
And so God will not allow you to be moved.
会有风吹草动，会有很多的风浪的。
There will be many waves and storms in life.
但是你不会动摇的。
But you will not be moved.
啊，会有裁员的。
There will be times when people are laid off.
你还是会找到工作的。
And you will still find
a job. 你不会当乞丐的。
You will not be a beggar.
这是我们在主里面一个最就是最基本的信心，然后所以把重担卸给神了。
So this is the basis, one of the basics of our faith that we should not leave God.
所以圣经上讲说呢，你所做的要交托神，你所谋的就必成就。
So as long as what we do, we commit to God, He will make it smooth.
我们要有所谋，就是要有所计划。
We have to plan for ourselves.
那你把交托神，你会知道你所谋的，神会帮你成就啊。
But whatever we plan, if we entrust the plan to God, He will allow it to be.
又说要仰赖神，不要依靠自己的聪明。
And the Bible says that we should not rely on our own understanding.
啊，在所行的事上都要认定神，他就必指引我们的路。
And if we trust in God, He will guide our paths.
请问现在人工作的特色是什么
？What is the quality of today's work?
我想现在人工作的特色就是忧虑了
哈。I think one of the things that work brings to us is worry.
我们很怕找不到工作，很怕没有工作做。
Nowadays nobody has job security.
因为没有工作代表我没有收入，没有房租，没有 mortgage, 没有绿卡，因为很多人的话还在办绿卡。
A lot of people, if they lose their job, they'll lose their ability to pay for their mortgage or their rent or even their status here in this country.
没有保险啊。
Won't have insurance.
也觉得有时候没有面子啊。
Or loss of status.
这个，所以有时候我们会就这个工作我们会抓得很紧，然后这个难免啊。
And so we hold very tightly onto our job.
但是我们知道，就是不是代表我们哦很在乎、很在意这个工作，我们就永远不会失去这个工作。
But it doesn't mean that the tighter we hold on to our job is how long we will hold on.
因为真的，现在人世间唯一不变的就是变啊，什么都会变，就是不变才不会变啊。
So the only constant in this world is change.
真的，你什么东西都会变的。
Everything in this world is bound.
所以耶稣说，你为许多事情忧虑烦恼，但是不可缺少的只有一个事情而已啦。
So Jesus said, there are many things for which you may worry, but there is one thing that will never change.
对马大说呢，你忧虑太多事情了，但是不可以缺少只有一件事情而已啦。你忧虑太多了。
He said to Martha that you worry over many things, but there's one thing you should not neglect.
就是把耶稣接到心里面来，这个才最重要的，其他真的不要忧虑啊。
You should receive Jesus into your heart and don't worry about all the
others. 但是这个很难做到，小弟也承认这个很难做到。
But it's very hard to do, and I myself admit it.
所以这是我们的功课，你我都要学习的，不要忧虑，不要过分忧虑，这是你我的功课啊。
And this is one of the things we need to learn and train ourselves in.
你要为今天来担心，不要为明天来忧虑了哦。
We should take care of today and let tomorrow take care of itself.
啊，我圣经上跟我们讲很好的观念，如果我们听得进去，真的会帮助你。
So the Bible gives us a lot of wisdom, and it will help us if we can.
他说，忧虑过多会让你的骨头枯干，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。我们要记得，如果你忧虑太多，你会睡不着觉，你身体一定会不好。
And so it's very practical. It says, if you worry too much, then your bones will become dried.
那第二个就是圣经一直跟我们讲说，你忧虑对事情本身没有帮助了。
In other words, no matter how much you worry, it's not going to change the situation.
所以他说呢，你忧虑可以使你的岁数增加一刻钟吗？
So can your worry increase your age by one day?
你的忧虑可以使你的身高长一寸吗？
Can your worry cause you to grow one more inch?
所以他的意思就是说，你忧虑其实对事情本身是没有好处，反而有坏处的。
So your worry will not change the circumstances and may even make things worse.
甚至耶稣为了提醒我们，甚至有一点骂我们呢，怕你醒不过来，所以甚至用骂的方式在提醒你啊。
So Jesus wants to remind us, but he's actually pretty harsh.
他说，忧虑的人事实上是小信的人呐，小信的人呐。
And he says those who worry have little faith.
他说，生命不是胜过饮食吗？
And is not your life more than what you eat?
身体不是胜过衣裳吗？
Is not your body more than what you
wear? 为什么要为吃了吃什么喝什么穿什么这人世间的这些物质的东西忧虑呢？
So why worry over what you will eat or what you will wear?
啊，所以这个啊，厌神的道理啊，能够成为我们的一个思考哦，吞下去啊，真的对我们生命一定有帮助的。
So we have to take in the word of God into our hearts and allow it to help us.
啊，再来就是要用信心来交托啊。
And then we have to, with faith, accept what comes to us.
当困难来的时候呢，我想你可以学耶稣好好大哭一场，没有问题的。
And so even if you weep as bitterly as Jesus did, it's okay.
啊，因为耶稣说，我忧伤几乎要死，难道这个时候你们不能跟我一起警醒祷告吗？真的，耶稣在生命的某一段时刻呢，他也是忧伤的，好像要死一样呢。
Even Jesus, at the lowest point of his life, said he was sorrowful even unto death.
所以你是可以忧伤的啦。
So it's okay to be sorrow.
但是忧伤的对象是在神面前哦。
But your sorrow should be poured out to
God. 忧伤就在那三次祷告。
And be sorrow, have sorrow in those three prayers.
你不要今天忧伤，到明到两第二天、第三天、第一个月、第二个月、第一年、第二年，一定进入忧郁症啊！这个一定进去的。
Don't hold on to your worry today, tomorrow, the day after, year after year, it'll turn into depression.
哭了就把它交给神了。
After you cry out to God, leave it to God.
如果你觉得没有办法交托，继续祷告。
If you don't feel that you've entrusted it to God,
祷告后觉得你的重担没有了。
Pray until you feel that you have lost your burden.
你真的会体验到耶稣的那个情形的。
Then you will feel the same relief that Jesus had.
所以要交托，不要过分忧虑哈。
So we have to entrust everything to God and not worry too much.
我很佩服一对这个新结婚的夫妻啦。
I often admire newlywed couples.
这个姐妹原来是在夏威夷工作。
There's a couple who originally was working in Hawaii.
这个弟兄在 Texas 工作。
And the brother is working in Texas.
他们现在要结婚了，他们决定住加州。
And when they were about to get married, they decided to move to California.
姐妹也要辞去工作，弟兄也要辞去工作。
And the brother and the sister had to leave their jobs.
他们勇敢了，真的辞去工作，为了结婚了。
And they
为了住加州了哈，不应该为了结婚，因为结婚都可以哪里都可以住嘛哈，为了住加州呢，工作通通不要了。
So they both decided to quit their jobs and move to California.
但是他们很有信心哦。
They also had great faith.
他们两个在结婚之后就相约啊，礼拜六中午就不吃饭，都禁食祷告。
So, before this period of time, before they were about to be married, they committed to fasting and praying every Saturday.
那经过大概一个月左右而已哦。
So after about a month.
是神怜悯他们的这种信心了哦。
And God listened to their prayers and their faith.
很快啊，他们就找到工作了。
So very quickly they found work.
所以如果神爱他们，也会爱我们呐、啊。每个人功课不一样，但神的爱不会改变。
So, if God can love them like this, then God will also love us.
所以让我们呢，求主耶稣帮助我们更有信心。主啊，我信不足，求你加添我信心呐。
So we should always pray to God to increase our faith if our faith is not sufficient.
那再来，在社会上工作哈，除了说不要过分忧虑哈，另外一个也是我们要懂得社会上的人性，知道人性，也要在知道人性的软弱当中呢，能够发光，为神发光。
And another aspect of our work is that we have to understand human nature and to shine Jesus' light before all people.
圣经上讲人性哦，人啊比万物都诡诈，有时候人性真的很不好啊。
And we know that human nature is often more deceitful than anything in this world.
那在职场当中，我们要了解这些啊，但是不要被这些同化了。
And while we should understand human nature, we should not be changed by what we see.
我们看箴言的二十章十四节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 20 verse 14.
箴言二十章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 14.
加速啊。二十章十四节。加速啊。
加速。
人常常这样子。这个买东西齁、哦、在买的时候说啊不好不好啦。就买完就说，哇、哦，你知道吗？我捡到了一个便宜货，这个多好，你知不知道、啊、
？So this is actually very true. We see this quite often.
稍微换一下。
It is a good for nothing, cries the buyer. But when he goes away, then he boasts.
所以有时候我们在公司应付客人哦，有时候很难应付啊。
So in our work, sometimes we have to take care of clients.
有时候觉得这个客人怎么那么烦呢、啊？老是那么啰嗦啊！有时候你在应付对象的时候，这个真的很啰嗦啊，很烦这样子、啊。
And many times the clients give us a lot of headaches.
但是我们也要在这个场所知道他们会这样嘛，那也要懂得有耐性哦，然后为发出光辉来，发出神的光辉来。
And while we know that this is how they are, we also have to have patience and then to always show the light of Jesus.
小弟以前在中国信托做过一段时间。在一个银行做过事。
Oh, okay. I once worked in a bank for a while.
那我是做股票承销，而且我是坐在第一线，就是人家拿股票来哦，我股票交换，那时候在做交换，人家拿股票来呢，我必须要做这种过名登记的工作，这样子。
And I was working in the stock exchange department, so that when the stock tickets came through, I had to process them.
那我刚进去那个公司不久啊。
Not long after I entered that bank.
那我们的公司有三线嘛，哈，就做就是像这样坐三排啊，办公桌坐三排，我坐在第一排，就面对客户的啦。那我做完了就把工作交给第二排，啊，第二排的工作我也不会做。那第二排做完会把工作交给第三排，第三排的工作可能第二排的人也不会做这样。
So in the stock exchange, there were three rows of workers in our company, and I sat in the first row where I had to deal with clients directly, and then we would pass it on to the second row and the third row.
那个客人的见按那个拿股票一来，我的工作很简单，我一下就做完，把它交给第二个了，这样子。
So when the clients came and I took care of my part, I put it on to the second.
那我就坐在那边没事干啊。
And so sometimes I wouldn't have much to do.
不是 sometimes 就是那个客人看到我什么事都不做这样子啊，他还在等就对了啦。
Oh, so I would be sitting there waiting, and the client would be also seeing me wait.
他就心里很烦，他说奇怪了，你们这个公司怎么这样子啊？我等了半天，那你这个都没事做啊？为什么我的 case 还没有办好呢？
And so sometimes he would become very frustrated and say, why are you just sitting there if I'm waiting so long for this to be processed?
所以那个客人就一直 grumbling 啊，这样子啊。
And so the client would be complaining and grumbling, and then I would have to wait.
因为我当时是刚出社会啊，也是新手啊，脾气也比较大一点点的啊。
And because I have just entered the workforce and I was still pretty new at this, my temper wasn't so good.
所以我看他脸不好看哦，我也跟着烦起来了这样。
And so if I ever start to hear these complaints, then I start to get angry too.
所以我就轻轻地丢了一句说莫名其妙这样子。
And so I said, what the heck?
What the heck, yeah. 我那不得了，讲这句话，那个客人跳起来，怎么你工作不给我做，还跟我讲你莫名其妙。
And so when he heard this, then he got even more angry and started to really go after me.
所以我们要知道，其实他不了解嘛，我们基督徒要更聪明，比我更聪明一点，那时候的我更聪明一点，我们还是要懂得用神的爱来对待人啊。
And so, if I were wiser in my faith, then I would know to be more patient in dealing with people.
这个人性哦，有时候很懂得诡诈哦。那有时候我们再看这一个经文，诗篇箴言的十八章十六节。
Now let's look at another verse, Proverbs 18 verse 16.
十八章十六节。
Proverbs 18 verse 16.
十八章十六节。Michael, yeah, 请你帮忙念一下十八章十六节。
Proverbs 18 verse 16.
这是谢谢你，这是一个真的哈，就人的礼物呢，会为他开路了。
And a man's gift makes way for him.
我们再请读十七章的二十三节。
Let's also read chapter 17 verse 23.
Michael, 要请你念十七章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 23.
好，谢谢啊。请问贿赂跟送礼有什么不一样
？What's the difference between a gift and a bride？
好，其实我们基督徒常常送礼应该是好事嘛，对不对哈？因为送礼就是一种爱心的关怀嘛。
Usually for us to give a gift to someone is something good, where we do it out of love.
那是没有隐藏的动机的。
There's no ulterior motive.
但现在的社会上很多人不是这样，他的送礼是有隐含的动机的。
But in today's society, giving gifts usually carry some other motive.
尤其当有利害关系的时候呢，你送那个时候送的礼啊。有时候会怎么讲？会影响人的判断嘛
？And often the gifts that we may receive affect our judgment.
那我们在社会的文化是这样，但是我们基督徒就不要遵从这种社会上的这种所贿赂的一个文化。
And this is the way our society works, but we should not fall into the same kind of practice.
所以我们要知道人性有那个缺点呢，但是我们坚决不做这种事情了。
And so we know that human nature often falls into this way, but we should not follow along.
我们教会弟兄有一天突然被他老板叫进去了。
One day there was a brother who was called in by his supervisor.
那个弟兄不晓得怎么回事，怎么被叫进去的呢？
And this brother didn't know why he was called into his
office.
老板
跟他这样讲了哈。
His supervisor told him.
他说我要叫你进来，因为我有个朋友跟我讲你当我们公司的采购人员哇，他说你常常在为公司着想，很多人送你礼，你都不愿意接受。
And his supervisor said, I have a friend who told me that you as the purchaser for our company don't often accept gifts.
Never said
try.
所以你常常为公司着想，所以 我特地要跟你说声谢谢。
And because you're the purchaser, I wanted to tell you specially thank you.
真的 这位弟兄在公司当中呢就怎么讲呢，就把神的名就把它光扬发光了。
So in this way, in the way he handled his work with morals, he was able to glorify God's name.
所以人性喜欢贿赂，但是我们基督徒可以送礼但是不要贿赂。
So while we can give gifts, we should not give bribes.
我们来看箴言的十一章第一节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1.
箴言十一章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1.
十一章第一节。
Proverbs 11, verse 1.
梁三哥，请你念好不好？十一章第一节，我们再请读十一章二十六节。
Also verse 26。
我们在社会上工作我们要诚诚实实的工作。
When we work, we should do honest work.
其实很多人为了要多赚一点钱常常说话不是很诚实。
Some people just to make a little bit more profit aren't very honest.
尤其在社会上做生意常常会有这种情形。
Especially if we're in business.
但是我们知道这是神所不喜欢的。
But we know that this is something God does not look lightly on.
所以呢我们无论做什么都有一种爱的精神，你有粮你不卖尤其饥荒的时候你会哇那个人会被人家骂的。
So if it's time of famine and you have grain to sell and you don't sell it, then of course you will be cursed.
虽然这些是人性贪一点小便宜利用一些机会花一点横财。
Now, of course, this is human nature to take advantage of this opportunity to gain something for yourself.
但是我们基督徒在社会上也不要做这样的事情。
But as Christians in this society, we shouldn't do these kinds of things.
那个 Katrina 台风来的时候很多人驾着汽车逃亡。
When Hurricane Katrina struck, many people were trying to flee that area.
很多油加油站真的本来那个时候一公升油提到五块钱我们看到新闻报道是这样子的。
And the gas stations along the way hiked up their prices to $5 a gallon.
这个实在是我们觉得真的是利用机会了囤粮不卖就是利用机会敲诈一下。
And of course they were taking advantage of that opportunity to just make a little more.
我想我们不一定要这样这样我想是不会讨神喜欢的。
So we should be careful not to do something that does not please God.
其实我觉得在社会上也很多公司很有人性化人性化。
I think in this world there are many companies that have
真的有在讲求爱了。
Very humane practices.
不晓得有没有人在 Google 公司做事。
I don't know if anybody here works for Google.
谁在 Google?谁在 Google 公司做过事？有没有？因为我要确认一下，因为我看的报道不晓得跟你们公司一不一样是不是还是这样子
So I saw a report in the newspaper. I don't know if it's true or not, so I want to confirm.
他说 Google 公司呢，你进去不用 dress up， 都是 dress down 的，都没有问题的。
So they said the culture at Google is that you don't have to dress up, you can dress down.
然后呢，你有 baby 可以带进去工作，有狗也可以带进去工作的，没有问题。
And also, if you have children or if you have pets, you can also bring them to work.
你这个可以穿短裤进去工作的，他那个有游泳池。我真的看 internet 那个员工在那边游泳，穿短裤游泳，白天的，大白天的。
And some people even take advantage of the pool there or go to work in shorts.
他说他里面总共有89个 chef。你随时都可以去吃东西的，不晓得花钱，我就不知道了，应该不用花钱吧。
And that they hired 89 chefs, and you can go to eat anytime for free.
我跟一个弟兄这样讲，他说：“当然啦，你没有看人家 Google 股票一天到晚上的那么厉害。”
And I told this.
他意思说他有能力这样做了。
Told this to somebody, and he said, "Of course. Have you seen the stock prices of Google recently?"
那当然，我在想真的，我无论怎么样，我们总觉得经营公司也可以有很人性化的一面。
But I saw this example and said that the way a company is run could be very humane or good to its employees.
所以在我们人力可以做的范围之内呢，就好像波阿斯啊，常常祝福员工，员工也祝福波阿斯。
And so, if we are heading our own business, then just like Boaz, he often blessed his workers, and the workers blessed him.
所以，让我们在职场上面能够知道人性，也要懂得在这个时候发光。
And so, we have to understand human nature in our work, but also shine the light of Jesus.
我们一起同心默祷。
So let us now pray in silence.